so we're going to talk about the annual rude and aggressive driving thing, huh?
Correct, the fourth annual Nerves of Steel survey.
Nerves of steel.
And you're going to need them, especially
well,
in your town.
Okay, great. So I want to talk about the Washington, D.C. area.
Got it.
Specifically. Bill, talk to me about how are the drivers here?
Well, the drivers in Washington, D.C. are doing better than they did last year, but really not doing as well as the national average. And what we did, Carol, is basically did a survey and went out there and talked to a couple thousand American drivers, and specifically a couple hundred Washingtonians, and asked them what do they consider aggressive driving. And they told us that running red lights or going through yellows that are turning red, or merging at the last second, or going 10 to 15 miles over the speed limit were aggressive acts. Then we asked them, well, do you do any of those aggressive acts? And unfortunately, we have kind of a Jekyll and Hyde scenario in that they tell us what the aggressive act is, and then they tell us that they're Hyde because they've done a lot of those aggressive acts over the past 3 to 4 months. In addition, we also asked them what they thought were rude acts. And what they told us is that changing lanes without signaling, honking the horn, double parking, or stealing someone else's parking space at a mall was a rude act. And then once again, we asked them, well, have you done any of that? Once again, we had a Jekyll and Hyde, and they had to admit that they were part of the problem. And that's why we're, you know, with your help, trying to get the message out and make more of our drivers, especially Metro Washington drivers, a little more courteous and polite on the road, especially on this holiday week, as well as during the summer when more drivers are on the road than any time of the year.
And why do you think that's so, Bill? Why do you think people around Washington are more aggressive and ruder?
Well, I think a lot of it has to do, especially with rudeness, I think a lot of it is because we're burning our candles at both ends. You know, we're rushing here, rushing there, we're rushing to work, and, you know, we're really not going back to the fundamentals of staying calm behind the wheel and doing what we were taught when we all learned to drive in the first place. And that is, you know, keep our eyes on the road and our hands on the wheel and not, you know, arguing with passengers in the back seat or not, you know, drinking coffee, trying to do a laptop at the same time as driving down, you know, the highway. And so I think a part of it is our lifestyle, although we are doing better. I must admit that the results this year were better than last year. Some of that may be, I think, some of the more politeness nature of Americans since 9/11. But at the same token, we're still not anywhere near where we should be. And we're teaching our children who are learning from watching us when we drive the wrong habits in the sense of, you know, whether it's rudeness or aggression.
Huh. And so what do you have any suggestions?
Well, yeah, I think the first thing we want to do is, you know, first off, don't take everything so personally. If somebody does cut you off, just remember he really wasn't cutting you off. He or she is just in such a rush that they're just not using their brain when they're driving. Secondly, you know, try to be a courteous driver and let somebody in if necessary. Third, keep your eyes on the road, your hands on the wheel. You know what? It's okay to be late as well. You know, I mean, it's always better to be 15 minutes late than not get there at all. So give yourself an alternate route with all the construction that goes on in the summertime. And a lot of these tidbits and these pointers can be picked up at our website where you can take the pledge to have Nerves of Steel and be a more courteous and polite driver at www.thenewsteel.com. And you can enter a contest to win the emergency roadside kit, which is a kit that will have first aid equipment, flashlight, jumper cables, and things of that nature. But if you do have a problem with your automobile, you know, it will be available. You know, we in the steel industry have done this for 4 years, and everybody says, well, why is the steel industry interested in aggressive driving? Well, that steel frame protects you, but we'd rather have you use that to drive down the road than use it to safeguard you and your family. So this is why we feel that when it comes to safety, steel and safety are synonymous, and we need to get the message out, especially at this holiday time frame.
Okay, Bill. I thank you for your time.
I do too, Carol, and I thank you for helping us get the message out.
Oh, no problem. It's a really it's right at the right time.
Yeah, that's, well, in D.C., double parking is probably the worst thing of them all, as I'm sure you know.
Oh, it's crazy. You know, and
jams everything up.
I know.
Thank you very much, Carol.
Bill. Okay, I'll talk to you soon.
Thank you.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.